Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Lawmakers want answers on COVID-19's origins. Dan Naraki explains.
More than 200 Republican lawmakers recently sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling on House Democrats to support an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Representative Nancy Mace was one of those who signed on to the letter. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. owes it to the world to get to the bottom of the COVID mystery.
4 million people around the world have died from the virus. 600,000 of those people right here in the United States. And there are three labs in the world that do this gain of function research, and it just so happened that one of those is in Wuhan, China, the exact same location where the Wuhan virus originated. And Nancy Pelosi just recently said any hearing in Congress investigating the origins of COVID-19 is simply a distraction. That statement, not only is it negligent, but it's grossly negligent. We owe it to the American people and every other country around the world that's suffering right now to get to the bottom of how this happened so we can prevent it in the future.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After the January 6th commission was turned down by lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the Democrat Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is taking the law into her own hands, forming a partisan group with subpoena power, no end date, to become the new and improved January 6th commission. Conservative author Dinesh D'Souza on Fox News points out the false narrative.
I don't think that this can be seen as any kind of genuine investigation or impartial inquiry. I think what's happening is that the Democrats' narrative about January 6th, which they began to put out as the event was occurring, this idea that it was a seditious, an attempt to overthrow the government, it was a riot, it was akin to 9/11 or the Oklahoma City bombing. So you've got all these statements made by Mayorkas, made by Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, made by Biden himself, the worst violence since the Civil War. And as we begin to learn more about January 6th, one after another, these lies are beginning to collapse. Yes. There were no people in the Capitol who took weapons with them. The only shot fired was fired by a Capitol Hill police officer into the neck of a Trump supporter. These lies about Brian Sicknick. So they know this, and so their narrative is falling apart. And And I think this task force is intended to kind of try to shore up a collapsing building.
The only shot fired on January 6th was done by Capitol Police when they murdered unarmed Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year military veteran. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes at the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. And can you believe this incredible lie that the Democrats are trying to get away with, saying that it was the Republicans that have been leading the charge of defunding police? I mean, boy, they're really stepping into it big time, let me tell you. Rick Manning is with us. Rick, of course, the president of Americans for Limited Government and, getliberty.org. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. They never cease to amaze me, I'll tell you. Bill.
It's so stupid that, that we can't, connect the dots that are so basic and obvious. Did I lose you here, Rick? Okay. All right, let's see what we got here.
Like you said, it was true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Rick. Go ahead. We're having some technical problems, but
okay.
Hey, look, we've got the little guys. They're doing everything they can to hold the lines together here. So, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Gotta feed the hamsters. What Jim Psaki said was technically true in that they put funding for police in a bill that was that was so horrific that not a single Republican voted for it. And then they said, mm-hmm. The Republicans are trying to defund police, which was all a setup so they could say that line. It is a lie. Mm-hmm. The Democrats across the nation have been defunding police. And if there had been any chance at all with that bill passing, AOC and Tlaib and the rest of the crew would have voted against it because they want to minor defunding of the police. They want to have absolute defunding of the police. They've said it, they mean it, and we have to take them seriously.
Yeah, I mean, they've said it, it's documented, it's there on video, and meanwhile, whether it's Jen Psaki or another spokesmouth for the administration, when they said that, I was going, what? You're going to not even challenge that? I mean, how can you just let that go? I mean, they're just sitting there trying to gaslight everybody and convincing them of this new narrative. And this is what the Democrats are good at doing, Rick. You know that. I mean, they know how to take something that they're losing it with, and they reverse it and then project it. I mean, this is, you and I've talked about this, and every other expert, political expert, identifies this as pure projection. I mean, this is what socialists, this is what Marxists do. And, you come away sometimes scratching your head, and we're into this. I mean, we watch this daily. What about the everyday American who is more concerned about putting food on their table and taking care of their families?
The everyday American, doesn't know. It's all, a lot of times it's just noise to them. And it's really hard for them to distinguish what's true and what's false. And really it's a matter of who you trust. Who's the messenger that you trust? And the advantage why the Democrats can try to do this and would just brazenly do this is they know that the media, apart from conservative media, the truth-telling media, that the rest of the people purport to be reporters won't call them on it. They won't say that's a big lie. That's flat-out not true. And they won't point to the 20 instances where Democrat city councils, Democrat mayors, Democrat district attorneys have effectively turned the entire criminal justice system on its head, letting criminals out without having, catch and release, and cutting down the size of police forces in places like New York City, where Bill de Blasio is now saying he wants to flood the streets. Well, he just cut their budget. You don't get to do it. You can say, I want to flood it with police, but you have to have police who are willing to be there and be paid, and they're not doing that. It's so frustrating. I think their problem is not a problem with the suburb. It's not a problem with a swing voter. I think the problem is very simple. It's a problem with, it's a problem with their core vote. You know, it's a problem with the inner city vote, which is saying, you've unleashed hell on my community. And we may have thought this was a good idea, but this was a terrible idea. And
the fact of the matter is, the majority of the citizens in the cities realize this is a bad idea. I mean, this is stupid. I mean, it's just common sense. You don't sit there and say, hey, we're going to take all the police off the street and somehow we're going to be safer. I mean, that's like two guys in a bar. They're totally drunk coming up with that theory. And here it is. Well, it's acting itself out.
Don't worry. In domestic disputes where there's violence, a social worker is on their way. Okay. That's the absurdity of it. It's so everybody knows it's stupid. Unfortunately, there are people who are having to live with this policy. In LA County in California, the sheriff, who's not particularly pro-gun, has stated that he's going to issue concealed carry permits for anybody who wants one because he can't protect that people due to the LA County District Attorney's catch and release policy, where the same criminal gets arrested seven times in the same day, and there's nothing the police can do about it. Outmanned, and now when they arrest somebody, it doesn't count. And so,
and he's a George Soros, and he's a Soros guy, the district attorney there.
But he's also, I mean, truthfully, he's also a guy who has been in the political scene before, and so he's not a known quantity. But yeah, he's a Soros guy, and that's what we're seeing all over the country, where George Soros supported district attorneys, prosecutors have been elected, and through massive amounts of money in elections that nobody pays any attention to. And as a result, you have situations like the McDonald's in St. Louis getting arrested and charged with a misdemeanor for defending their household. You've got just time after time after time, we have examples of catch and release and real people being abused while the criminals are let free. That's the reality. That's what we have in D.C. That's what we have in Baltimore. Virtually every place where we're seeing crime spike, we have George Soros is to blame, and the Democrats own it, and they need to pay the political price.
Well, Rick, and as you stated earlier, this is a local issue. I mean, it isn't a federal problem. I mean, the feds can't heal this problem, even though Jen Psaki says, well, it's all about money. But no, like everything else, they would redirect that money into some other pet project and take it away from the police because they've made it clear they want to defund police. Now they've gotten themselves in all kinds of trouble. But look at what's happening in these blue states where this is going on. These states, I mean, the pandemic has been very good to them. I mean, they are not suffering like they would want us to believe because of COVID. They've actually, I mean, if you look at their budgets in California and others, if you look at their budgets, I mean, they're doing fairly well. So they've got the money to pay police, especially when they've backed off on a local level. I mean, when you got de Blasio lopping off $1 billion there, well, where did that money go? And now you're going to turn around and go what to a police warehouse and go to Costco and go down aisle six and order yourselves up a bunch of police because you need them right now on a dime. Good luck. I mean, this is damage that they have created. This is self-inflicted, as you said, Rick. And this is going to be felt, across the country. It's being felt right now with the crime rates rising like the way they are. We've got more from Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government, right after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
I love Jeremy Camp's talent, don't you? I mean, his ability to capture a lyric and to interpret it is just really special. When you speak, that's his new song, by the way. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning continues with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, you know, you posed a question on your website, and it ties into what we were talking about, and that's, can we make America safe again?
Yeah, it's a big question, and there's a couple things that are happening that say maybe. First of all, though, we have to look at the fact that our Department of Justice is going to continue to go after law enforcement and any instance that they think they want, that there's a civil unrest over, the Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division is going to jump in and stir up trouble, and not to get to the bottom of things, but rather to instigate, which is unfortunate, but that's the result of the Biden presidency.
Biden presidency, but also the rise of this woke left. I mean, progressives are taking full advantage of being in control right now. Yes, the presidency is part of this, and this adds fuel to it, but they're totally unleashed, Rick.
No, there's no doubt about it. There was a piece in Real Clear Politics yesterday that talked about this is the first time maybe we can remember that the left is setting the agenda. And the hard left is setting the agenda because the Democrats pretended not to be hard left for years, but they are being exposed now. And the more they give to them, the more the hard left wants. But in terms of this, I mean, the problem with is not just the fact that, you know, the funding issues. The fact of the matter is, police, when they hit 20 years on the force, are leaving. We're losing our most experienced police officers. If you replace them with very inexperienced police officers, you're going to get more of what you don't want,
exactly,
which is people making bad decisions. But the only rational thing that a police officer can do once they hit retirement age is to get out with their pension. That's
exactly
the rational decision in this environment. And for those who are in 50, you know, 10 or 10 years or above, the rational decision is to not put yourself in harm's way, not risk your pension. And what that means is police will be late. They will arrive after the crime. They're not going to arrive when the criminal is there, because a direct confrontation with a criminal even if it ends badly for the criminal, it has a high likelihood of ending badly for them. And people are rational. When they go to work, they don't mind going, running into buildings to save people. They don't mind putting their lives in harm's way, but they will not be abused by a system that their job is to protect.
Exactly. Now, we've gone through this exercise. Experience defines preference, and the American people are starting to stand up and realize this, because at the core of all this, Rick, what the progressives have been selling from day one is what 70% of even their own party doesn't want. But they forced it down their throats, and they're, you know, starting to stand up and say, hey, heck no. And, of course, you had the other side, the conservative side and Republicans, who from day one, but yet what happened is because of the cancel culture and all that's being imposed by the legacy media and big tech and all, they've been canceled and reduced and minimized, but they have to find their voices again. We've got to speak up. I mean, and look what's happening, Rick, in school board meetings across the country. It's the mother bears. The women are showing us what to do. They are coming out in mass and saying, hell no, this CRT stuff, get it out of here. It ain't going to happen. You are not going to indoctrinate my kid. And this is something that the federal government has thrust upon the people. I mean, and I keep saying, you know, what they're throwing on our kids is a theory, for goodness sakes. It's a theory, the critical race theory, and they're thrusting it upon our kids like as if it's doctrine.
Well, and it's a theory that doesn't hold up to scrutiny.
Of course.
It only holds up when people who agree with the theory look at it. But science, a theory has to hold up to independent scrutiny, and CRT doesn't. But you're exactly right in terms of what's happening in school districts around the country. And it's being reflected in a lot of state legislatures, which have taken on this issue and are saying, just, you're not going to teach this to our kids in our state.
Exactly.
And the cause of CRT being pushed, the effect is people saying, no, we're not going to allow you to do this. And it's a quantum change in education where the so-called academics have been given free rein in terms of pouring poison into our children's minds for years and years, decades, in fact, and people have accepted, well, they know best. Well, what's happening right now is America saying, you don't know best. I know best with my children. You are crazy, and we are not going to allow you to do that to our kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what's happening, Rick, is this: there's a movement for the truth. Believe it or not, people are realizing. Right. I mean, there's so many lies out there. They're going, wait a minute, these guys are idiots. We cannot just sit back anymore. And they are calling out lies. They're standing for the truth. And I think this could ignite a revival of patriotism, of morality in our country that this country could be well served by. And here we are. We're about ready to celebrate our 245th birthday on July the 4th. And I think that would be the best gift that this country could ever get. And that would be a return to truth.
I 100% agree. And since July 4th is before I am on next, I wanted to wish everybody know that to celebrate it. You know, yes. A lot of communities are sitting there saying, I don't know if you can have fireworks. I don't know if you can do any of that stuff. But here's what I do know. I do know there's an attack on July 4th. There's an attack on Independence Day. And the left doesn't want our children to know about it. Our left doesn't want to know what our founding fathers stood for. So take the time with your kids and read, and grandkids and great-grandkids, and read the preamble of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, first two paragraphs, and talk to them what it means, because that's the DNA of our country. All being created equal is the DNA of our country. They can't run away from it. And it is and that is what's under attack. And we've perfected it. We've done better over time. It's gotten better. But from a practical perspective, the blueprint is written in 1776 on July 2, approved on July 4. And let's let our kids know exactly what happened. So they have a foundation. So they have a capacity to say, to fight back mentally when the left pours poison in their ear. I use that phrase because I love it from Hamlet with Polonius pouring poison in somebody's ear. And it's like, and you sit there and you say, and it's a very great turn of phrase because the poison is obviously words. And
yes,
turning,
exactly.
And turning. So it's the same thing that's happening now. Nothing's changed since Shakespeare wrote in the 1500s. And we just need now to stand up and say, and give our children the antidote, which is truth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what balances out and inoculates poisonous words. You know, as you say, this was signed in the convention September 17, 1787, ratified in June 21, 1788, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. This is aspirational. This was our goal, to form a more perfect union. We've never said that we were there, but along the way in the journey that we have taken, it has been with that goal in mind, whether it was to overcome slavery, whether it was to overcome any kind of prejudice, and people looked on, you know, less than, and that we moved away from, being focused on a majority rule where, might determined what was right. That's not what's happening in a civil country that is heading for a more perfect union. We establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, which is lacking right now. Common defense definitely being compromised right now and being threatened big time. Right, Rick Manning?
Absolutely. But we stand up. We win. America's the greatest country in the world. Let's keep it that way.
Amen. How can they be in touch with you, buddy?
GetLiberty.org. GetLiberty.org.
He is the president for Americans for Limited Government, the one and only Rick Manning, as always. Appreciate it, Rick. Take care. Godspeed, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375%. 6% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. Exit home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the finance law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Rick Manning to come on and talk to us. If we can make America great again, it's going to be up to us, we the people. And this is starting to happen. Common sense, believe it or not, is waking up, thank God. And we just have to be careful because, the Democrats do not want to let go of power easily. They like America where it is right now, in their strong grip, scared to holy what have you, so that they can have their way with us. And this is what they've been doing. But look at the mama bears are coming out in number and they're demonstrating to the rest of we the people what it takes. You've got to stand up in the face of this idiocy, in the face of these lies, because they cannot handle the scrutiny. That's the problem with a lie. It can only go so far. Yes, it goes pretty fast, but it runs out of gas because there's nothing to sustain it. And it's up to us, we the people, to do something about it. I don't know if you saw this or not. Epic Times is reporting Ohio lawmakers approved a bill that would ban public schools and universities from requiring students and staff to receive any COVID-19 vaccine that hasn't received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. As you know, vaccines have not been approved by the FDA. It was passed along party lines, and Ohio's legislature, of course, dominated by Republicans. And right now, as you started here, we've got Jeff Cruer. Yes, we're coming together. Hey, Jeff Cruer, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Good morning to you.
Hey, a great morning to you. I was just reporting, kind of tying in with what you're doing. I don't know if you saw this, but Ohio legislators passed a bill to ban COVID-19 vaccine mandates at schools and universities. There may be other states that will follow the line here. They're saying, look, if the vaccine is not FDA approved, they are not going to go along with this, this reckless mandate that other states and the federal government would want us to go along with. And they said, no, we're not going to require our kids to be vaccinated and to be held to some sort of, kind of confusing standard here,
Right. Well, it's good news, Bill, because we know that the side effects to the vaccine are through the roof as far as the reporting goes to the CDC. We know that some have died. We know that there have been more adverse reactions to these vaccines in the last 20 years of reporting. And I just shared earlier a clip of a mom who said she was pro-vaccine until her 12-year-old daughter had adverse side effects. Now she's in a wheelchair. And she was just trying to warn people about it. No child, no one should be forced to take this vaccine at any age, Bill.
Jeff, and the government is purposely squashing the report on this. You saw that as well. So we're not getting the whole truth and nothing but here. And all we're getting is this constant promotion to get vaccinated. It's like, you know, it's like a bad movie. You can always tell when a movie's bad. And that's when they start spending a lot of money to get you to go there. You know, if a movie is good, word of mouth will get you there, right? But if it's bad, they can't give you enough popcorn, but they'll, you know, spend all kinds of money trying to convince you that you should go
and
see this bad movie.
You know what they're doing here in Louisiana, Bill, is that they're trying to bribe people. I mean, we've got lotteries where they've got million-dollar winners. They're giving away free scholarships. I mean, it really is an all-out assault. They're throwing everything at it to try to get people to take the vaccine. And my view is if you haven't gotten the vaccine now, you're likely not going to get it. And then I don't think these numbers are going to go up much more. I think most people now have made their decision about whether they're going to get the vaccine or not.
Exactly. Well, and for good reason. Just as you said, there's enough anecdotal evidence and response from people. And, of course, the way the government has interfered with this, they want people to take, the vaccine, of course, paid with our taxpayer money. And then if there's any other, solution, whether it's hydroxychloroquine or any other drug that is not, in the stable of Dr. Anthony Fauci that he's gaining some sort of reward for, some sort of financial benefit, it somehow is canceled. And, talk show hosts like ourselves are getting canceled and deplatformed because we're talking the truth and we're, reporting on these drugs that, I'll tell you, everyday doctors in their doctor's office are prescribing hydroxychloroquine. They're just not, shouting from the timbers about it. They're just kind of going along because what they're doing is they're there to protect the health of their patients, not to fight some sort of political battle.
And kudos to those doctors for having the courage to do that. And I think a lot of lives have been saved by people using ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc. And a lot of people also were strong advocates of vitamin D and some all kind of ways that people can protect themselves. And I've just been so infuriated, Bill, by how this has been hidden from the American people. How many lives have been lost because of this? I think this is one of the biggest scandals in our history.
Well, the other thing, too, the CDC, 2.5 weeks ago, Jeff, reported that the actual number of people that died by COVID only, okay, not comorbidities, take all the comorbidities out of there, just people who died from COVID only. And they said, well, the percent is probably about 5%. So you're talking, 25, maybe 30,000 people, half of what people on an annual basis have died of the flu. And for that number, we shut down the economy. We've kept kids out of school. We scared the holy what have you out of the American people. And then Dr. Fauci is the one who reigns supreme here. What is going on?
And now Dr. Phony Fauci is yelling and screaming about the Delta variant. And I did some research into that. And the UK did a whole report on it. The Delta variant is less deadly than some of the other variants. And if you look at the numbers, the mortality rate is 0.1% to the Delta variant. The Dr. Fauci is claiming all these kids need to be vaccinated. And it's really a fraudulent story that is being peddled. And the American people, I think, are waking up to it. I think Fauci's credibility is sinking. That could be why he's not appearing before Congress now. It could be why he's sort of taking a lower profile. There are a lot of questions,
he's scared.
We need a full-scale investigation, Bill.
Jeff, he doesn't want to get in front of Congress. He's lied. He's lied to these senators, and they're going to catch him, and he knows if he shows up, he's liable to get arrested because he's flat-out lied. I mean, we're not talking just misspoke. I mean, he flat-out lied. I mean, and kudos to Rand Paul in defense of the American people to hold Dr. Fauci to account. And it's just so obvious now. So, yeah, I think part of the reason that he doesn't want to get near Congress right now is he's liable to be he's liable to be held in contempt.
You know, they weren't truthful about the funding for this EcoHealth Alliance. It went to the Wuhan lab. I think it's pretty obvious that the virus came from the Wuhan lab. I don't think it was a wet market. There are only three of those type of labs in the world. And one of them is in Wuhan, the place where COVID started. Of course, that's where it came from. Fauci's been trying to cover that up, Bill, from the beginning.
Yeah, and we've known this for months. I mean, we've known this for over a year, Jeff, that this is the case.
Right.
And all of a sudden now it's coming out, it's being reported. You know, before you and I were, you know, wearing tinfoil hats, and we were all conspirators because we were talking about this, and it's like, hello, we've only been saying this for 18 months. Dr. Fauci knew this, as you said. It was his people who went to Wuhan. They built up the lab, and they came back, I think after maybe it was about a year or so, maybe a little bit shorter, was the one report that I had read, and said that his people came back and said, these guys are a bunch of crazy cowboys, man. They're going to mess something up here. They're too reckless. And so then what happens, then you have the coronavirus that's unleashed on the world, and Fauci's sitting on his hands, and he's quiet. Except for, you know, he's there, you know, in that position as being the COVID czar and all proud and happy and looking political. And every time he went to the, you know, the Fauci, I mean, the cocktail circuit of the Beltway, you know, there was somebody there to hand him his favorite cocktail because he was all that, all glory and what have you, you know.
And,
but at what expense?
And an award. How about the cover of a magazine? How about more accolades? This guy is paid more than any other government employee. He makes $434,000 a year. He's got his own agent. He's got his own security detail. I mean, he's sort of his own division of government unto himself. And he's been there, Bill, since 1984.
Exactly.
He's been there for 37 years. That's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Well, the government been betty, betty good to Dr. Fauci, as they say. And he's happy to take the money and run. And but you're exactly right. Is the blood of, if you want to use the big number, 600,000 plus Americans is on the doorstep of one Dr. Anthony Fauci. I think that's what goes without argument.
Yes, indeed, Bill. He's responsible for a lot of that. And we need a full investigation into what he did, when he knew it, and a lot more.
Amen. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thanks once again to Louisiana's favorite son, the Cajun Crusher, Jeff Gruer. It's always an honor to join him when we simulcast our shows together. He airs every morning on WGSO 990 AM out there in Louisiana, and I keep waiting for my beignets. In fact, I was going to tease them because they're talking about all these incentives, right, that they're trying to use there in Louisiana to get people vaccinated. And they start offering bags of beignets from, Café du Monde. I think it could be in charge to the vaccination line. There's just something awfully special about the beignets there in Louisiana, especially at the Café du Monde. Dr. John Lott joins us now, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing okay. Good to talk to you again.
Always good. De Blasio realizes he is in serious trouble, cutting back his budget by $1 billion. All these other Democratic cities that have cut back law enforcement and crime has gone through the roof. And, of course, they blatantly over the weekend throw out this red herring and saying, well, you know, it's really not the Democrats. It's those doggone Republicans. They're the ones that are responsible for this increase in crime. And they're the ones that have been leading the charge by their support of policies that naturally defund the police. What a bunch of crock, huh?
Well, I think they must be looking at the polls and realizing that people see what's obvious to you and I, and that is when you let out half the inmates from jails in many of these urban areas, when you go and order the police to stand down, I mean literally order them not to do their job, when you do things like cut large percentages of budgets or talk about completely defunding the police in many areas, and when you have these prosecutors, these Democrat prosecutors in Philadelphia or Chicago or St. Louis or Los Angeles or San Francisco or Portland or other places, which are refusing to prosecute violent criminals, you know, it's not rocket science.
No, it's not at all.
So that these guys, these criminals, are unlikely to be arrested, and even if they are, they're unlikely to be convicted. Guess what? You're going to have a lot more crime. And so, you know, for Biden to go and talk about somehow lax gun laws are responsible. I mean, what changed last year with regard to gun laws? I wish some reporter would ask either Biden or the White House, tell me what law changed last year that made, you know, that affected gun control that could explain the increase. Because
exactly,
I don't know of anything that changed. And if not, why didn't this increase occur 2 years ago? Why didn't this increase occur 3 or 4 years ago? But you listen to Biden last week, and it's like five times more frequently he talked about gun violence than he talked about crime generally.
Exactly.
And, you know, just so everybody knows, about less than 10% of violent crime involves guns. There's lots of crime that occurs without guns, and that, you know, we want to try to reduce crime generally when people are being harmed. And Biden claims that he cares about poor minorities, blacks who live and Hispanics who live in these areas. Well, they're the victims of these crimes. And if you make it so the law enforcement can't do their job and that you're not punishing these criminals, they're the ones who are harmed.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing that happened, I mean, clearly where it's so causal, is that you had this attitude, this prevailing attitude of defunding police, and the police were bad. And after a summer of love, particularly in the Northwest, where everything was running amok, you had all these riots and lawlessness breaking out, and the defunding of police, precincts being burnt down with impunity. I mean, you know, that's quite telling. It's like, in fact, we're going to replay the interview with Robert Borelli. He's a former tough guy. He's written a book called The Witness, Tough Guy with the Mafia. He's a former mafia associate, not a member, because he isn't full-blooded Italian, so he couldn't be a mafia member, but an associate. And he says, look, and I'll tell you, from a mafia perspective, these are good times. Because when lawlessness is running amok like this, you can get a lot of people into the organization, and you can make a lot of money when things are this crazy right now. That's quite telling from somebody who, you know, is experienced and looking at this as an opportune event that has taken place, brought to you by these Democratic, mostly Democratic-run cities that are coming out with this. But like you say, they're looking at polling, but not only at polling on a local level. The people are outraged about this. They're up in arms and saying, look, you got to do something about this, because when it comes down to, John, as you know, the number one job of any politician or anybody that is looking out to serve the people is to protect the people. And the people are not being protected.
Yeah, we're in a weird situation right now where the Democrats have been trying to make it so that law enforcement can't do their job. At the same time, they're trying to make it difficult and costly for people to be able to go and buy guns to protect themselves.
Right, exactly.
Like they want to leave people completely vulnerable out there. You know, so.
But even the sheriff, though, in Los Angeles, John, made an announcement last week, I think. He said, look, I'm you know, you want a concealed carry permit? I'm going to give you one because we don't have enough law enforcement to protect you. And
well,
and this is Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, well, Los Angeles has been incredibly difficult to get permits. I had data a few years ago that indicated they had 216 concealed carry permits that they had issued. In a adult population of like 8.5 million people.
That's in L.A. proper. In the greater L.A. area, it was over 13 million people there, John.
Yeah, I'm just saying in the county.
Yeah.
So
yes, right.
And, you know, you compare that to Florida. Florida has like 2 million concealed carry over that, concealed carry permit holders. You know, so it's about time. But, you know, even then, one of the problems that you have is that it's still difficult. There are large costs. You know, it could cost $1,000 or more to go through the process to do it. So you're still going to have just fairly wealthy individuals. The people who are most likely victims of violent crime aren't going to, you know, poor blacks or Hispanics who live in high crime urban areas in the city aren't going to be able to go and afford this. You have state laws that make it very difficult for people to be able to go and defend themselves.
It's like you're forcing them to enter into the crime world because to, you know, jump through all these hoops, it's more expeditious and a lot cheaper just to go to the street and get yourself on a gun, you know, get your hands on a gun to protect yourself and your family. But, John, I want to set that aside because we got a couple other things to talk about here. You wrote, you know, so what happens when you're invited to give a commencement speech to a school that's not there? Tell our audience what happened to you.
Sure. Well, the middle of May, I was called up by a guy who identified himself as chairman of the board for this internet high school that was based in Las Vegas. They said that they were having 2,000 students graduate and that the student committee and the faculty had picked me to go and give a commencement address. I was honored. I looked them up on the internet, and they had a very professional website, lots of smiling students and detailed discussions about the school and the teachers. And I decided, you know, that sounds like a thing to do to, you know, it's an honor to do that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, a few days before the event was to occur, I got a call, and they wanted me to go and talk about background checks for guns. And I said, well, you know, that's kind of not what I'd like to do. I mean, you want to give commencement addresses that go and make everybody happy. I was going to explain the type of advice I give my kids, you know, in terms of getting a career going and a job, practical advice there. But they said, look, we've been spending the whole year on the Bill of Rights for the seniors. We've talked about the Second Amendment. We want you to talk about background checks, and the name of the school is James Madison, so we want you to tie that into the Second Amendment. I finally agreed to do that, and then they changed the time I had to be there. I was going to be driving from Montana down to Las Vegas, which was about a 13-hour drive, but they wanted me to be there a day before, and I said, I'm supposed to give a talk the evening before that. You know, that's impossible for me to do it. And they were saying, well, you know, it's extremely important. We've hired all this video equipment and everything else. We really want you to come down and do this, and it'd be really important for the school, and you can't be late because we're paying all this money for all these technicians and stuff. So I end up doing the 13-hour drive through the night. It ended up being 17 hours because there's a big traffic accident. When I got there, incredible setup. 20 technicians, lots of TV cameras, drones flying overhead, huge dais, lots of big banners for the school. Turns out all of it was a fake. It was by this gun control group, which had spent God knows how much money, not only setting it up, but on PR afterwards. They took my 15-minute talk and boiled it down to less than a minute, completely misedited what I had there, and won't release the full video of the thing so that people can see how they distorted what I was saying.
Exactly. Well, and this is what we're learning in these kind of situations. You always have to bring your own videographer, you know, just so that you have the raw footage. I mean, it served, you know, Governor DeSantis well with a 60-minute video, right, that they doctored up. And he says, well, let me tell you, here's the real story, and here's the original footage, right?
I've given hundreds of talks at schools. I've never had anything like this happen, but they got international publicity for this.
At your expense.
Yeah, well, I mean, they make it look like I'm saying the opposite of what I was saying. I was trying to explain that they're the ones who are opposing reasonable fixes to these background checks. Well, you know, 99% of the people who are stopped are...
Gotta leave it there, Dr. John Lotter.
...with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
When it comes to